All right, I told you that if you want to learn how to be in a happy relationship, maybe you should look to people who are in one and see what they have in common with all other couples that are in a happy relationship.
People are constantly doing that. I mean, I ask people all the time, what's the secret? What's the secret?
Yeah.
And well, how's that helped you, Al?
Well, at least it's food for thought.
Well. Lots of food. So there are 8 things that you should do if you want a successful relationship, according to Zusk.com.
All right.
1, share responsibilities. 4 out of 5 happy couples share decision-making. They share financial decisions. And they split chores evenly.
Ooh.
When they say even, do they mean the guy does about half as much as the woman?
Yeah.
That's even.
Yeah.
Is taking out the trash half of what the girl does?
I don't know. I don't think that's half.
Huh.
Number 2 is have lots of time with the door shut.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
3 out of 5 couples say they have that door shut at least twice a week. 1 in 3 have it shut 4 times a week.
Whoa.
And 1 in 6, every day they've got that door shut.
Whoa.
This brings me to a story.
What story?
I talked to Kenzie Friday night.
Mm-mm.
You think that this Kenzie thing we do on the show is just a completely separate and different person than the real Kenzie? No, there's a lot of Kenzie in the Kenzie we do.
You put a little microscope to it.
There's some Kenzie in there, though.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because Kelly asked JC, how many nights a week do you guys have the door shut?
Mm-hmm.
And JC answered,
I think 4 to 5.
5 to 6.
You said every day.
5 to 6.
You brought it down after I further pressed.
Yeah, I said 5 to 6.
Every day.
I said 5 to 6.
So then Kenzie.
5 to 6, I said.
Did you ask Kenzie?
Yeah, because I didn't believe JC.
We called her.
And Kenzie said.
3.
Once or twice.
She
said 3 to 4.
3 times. Way less than JC. 3 nights a week they have the door closed. Talking to Kenzie on Friday night, she goes, let me do it as
how are you going
to
do in the voice?
Why not?
That's good.
I misunderstood the question. She asked me how many nights we do it, not days. I didn't know days counted. So Jesse's right. It is 5.
Okay. During the day.
Or 6.
No, she really
didn't
say that.
Days. She said nights.
that's impressive.
That's a
dog.
True story.
That's impressive. Air high five.
Right.
Air high five.
So lots and lots of that going on to be happy. Number 3, be affectionate when you're not. When you don't have the door closed.
Okay.
70% of happy couples kiss each other and show affection more than 3 times a day. I just want everybody to think about that. Like, think of yesterday. Did you show affection when you got home from work or in the morning before you left? Or
that's already 2 out of the way. Boom.
Does my dog count?
No.
No. That's gross.
Number 4 is be honest. 75% of couples who claim to be happy together say that they are most usually honest with each other. They don't even tell little white lies. Number 5 is stay in shape. 3 in 4 couples say it's important to be in shape for your partner because the men, about 60% of the men, only 18% of the women, but 60% of the men say that their partner's physical appearance is the thing they're most attracted to. So if that's what a man is most attracted to and he's married to you, then that's what he wants.
Yeah.
Even if he lies about that. That's what he wants.
It doesn't matter, baby. Yeah. A couple pounds. Yeah.
Number 6, don't talk about politics because 40% of happy couples say they never, ever talk politics.
It's probably for the best.
Number 7, be the same religion. 75% of happy couples have the same religious beliefs. That's just lining up your principles and your values together.
That's stuff you got to figure out before you get married.
72% have in-depth conversations about work, life, and family on a regular basis. Communicate. So communicate, be the same religion, don't talk about politics, stay in shape, be honest, be affectionate when you're not with the door closed.
Not in public, though. Ugh.
Have the door closed a lot.
Well, affectionate isn't sloppy.
And share responsibility.
Yeah, affectionate is just,
it's just like giving a kiss on the lips.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get a drink. Mwah.
Is there anything missing from that list that's super important to being a happy couple?
Hanging out with the boys.
If you think there's something missing, then post it on my Facebook page. Kid, you left out the most important thing about being a happy couple. All happy couples are this.
See, I think Al does have a point.
Like, you gotta have
being,
some me
being
time.
A little, spending a little time apart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can't always be together because then.
Yeah. Don't be possessive.
Yeah.
Don't be jealous.
Don't trip.
And don't give somebody a reason to be jealous.
Right.
And compliment. That's something I'm really bad at. You know what I mean? And I
feel
when a guy doesn't,
not on there, and it should be.
Yeah, because I've just kind of learned that even with friends, girlfriends, platonic guy friends, whatever it is, everyone likes to be complimented. And I feel like if someone doesn't compliment me in a relationship, then I definitely don't want to compliment them.
So it's like that weakness. Could be affection, though.
So blow massive amounts of smoke up their butt.
Well, just acknowledging. Just
you look pretty today.
Not at all. Yeah. No, not at all. I'm saying anything. Yeah.
I like your hair.
And authentic, too. Yeah. To be authentic.
Just a genuine compliment. Yeah.
Like the way you handle that situation. Mm-hmm. See, it's much more flattering when if somebody goes, hey, nice shoes. Okay, thanks. But it's way more flattering if they compliment me on the way I handled a situation or.
I like the way you treated that waiter.
Or the way that I think.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
No, I'd rather be told my dress is pretty.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just being shallow as a woman.
That's what girls want.
It's the truth. If a man just tells you, that dress is really pretty on you, you're going to walk lighter. You're going to almost have like a little giggle in your spirit. And you're going to want to wear that dress again. You're like, oh, when can I wear this dress again when it's not too soon? Yeah. I mean, that really can change a woman's day.
Really?
I don't care.
Yes.
Slam me for saying it's shallow.
Not at all, no.
Compliment my brain another time. Yeah. Tell me I look cute in my dress.
And you know what? Guys like that compliment once in a while, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to know if I look in my dress.
Like, imagine you've been married forever, and you're sitting there with your husband at a restaurant or whatever, and you just turn to him out of the blue, and you say, like, I'm so proud to be here with you, because all these girls are looking at you, and they all want to be me, mm-hmm. because I'm so lucky to have you. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if I could be that complimentary.
Yeah. I mean, big compliment.
What's wrong with feeling that way?
Nothing.
So what's wrong with saying it if you feel
maybe
it?
Maybe it's too intimate for Jenna. Maybe she feels more comfortable saying, nice shoes.
Like you don't sweat much for a fat girl? Something like that?
Yeah.
No, but complimenting, you know.
Yeah. How about some compliments like when it counts? Like, hey.
No, hush.
Whoa.
That was good.
Yeah, if a guy can get a whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good.
How about this for a compliment? Yeah. Hey. Hey. How about a little more of that? Is that a compliment?
Yeah, I don't think so.
How about a lot more of that and a lot less nagging?
Yeah, that's a compliment.
That's how guys give compliments.
Oh,
hey, if you can put your pants on, I like that. Do that some more. Do that some more, a little less nagging. In fact, to every compliment, just add the phrase, and a little less nagging.
Yeah.
And see how that works
out. I like that. It works for us anyway. I don't know about y'all.
More shirt skirts and a little less nagging.
I think JC just wrote a country song right there. Kid Craddock in the morning.